Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos. We're in Hilchos Shabbos, and we're continuing Klal Dalet, Siman Hey and Vav, which deals with the halacha of Schitas Kavashim. And we raised the question in the previous year that why isn't there a problem of Berer in conjunction with the act of being doing this process of Schita. So we explained that it's considered min echad, even though once an oichel and once a mashka, it's all part of the same fruit. They first consider min echad. There's no halacha of berer by min echad. It's based on that thought process that there's no halacha berer by min echad. It should be mutter l'alter. When you're squeezing out the liquids. It's like taking the oichel from the psarlis. So a person taking oichel from psarlis is mutter. La'alter, so the Taz says, this is going to be mutter la'alter. Mogaram disagrees, and he says that the heter la'alter is based on the fact that it becomes considered derech achila. We'll talk about that when we get to barter, that the process of achila includes putting things in your mouth and choosing that what you want to eat, etc. So the chiddush of the heter of derech achila, the Chazal said, is that we look at even before putting it into your mouth, it's all part of the ichila process, and that's going to be mutter to do. But over here, it's clearly it's not part of the ichila process. This is the process of how you process it to get it out. This is like what the Mora refers to as bara loitzer. This is the process of when the person is creating the usable item. They do they process it. So the burr case is referring to the person out in the field. They've finished threshing the grain. They winnowed it, and now it falls back down to the ground. It's sitting on the threshing floor, and there is the grain and the pebbles sitting together. That's the classic case of burr of the Gemara. And you take the kernels from the pebbles. That's you're doing a loitzer. You're doing it right now. You're not ready to eat right now. You're doing a loitzer. So the heter is only b'shas achila. See over here, even b'shas achila, we look at it as an act of being barer loitzer, which is going to be osur. So therefore, even la'alter is not going to be mutter according to the Magen Ram. La'alter will not be mutter. Now, but the question which comes over here to Kavashim, which is how we started our conversation. Is that kvashim? The liquid absorb this other liquid, so you have water absorbed into the pickle, into the vegetable that you cooked, etc. So, how can you call it min echad? The heter we're saying is it's considered min echad. That's why it's mutter to squeeze it out. So, how's it going to be mutter? And even if you say like the Taz that the heter is in a scenario of la'alter. When you plan to use it immediately, but over here, if you're squeezing the liquid out to get rid of it, so that's like squeezing the psarlis from the oichel. You're squeezing out the liquid that you don't want out of the oichel. And psarlis from oichel is also even la'alter. So how do we understand that? So we're forced to say that since this it's cooked together. And it's soaked together, and that the person wants it to happen, that it should absorb the liquid, etc. That's part of the process. That's all considered min echad. It becomes a min echad. It becomes one unit. Even though at the beginning there were two different things, but the absorption takes place and considered becomes one item. And therefore, there's no halacha of berer at all. And that's why even when you take the bad part of it from the good part of it, by min echad, there's no iser of a berer. So that's the chiddush over here of kavashim and shlokas. So we've raised the question, why isn't there berer by every case of schita? So the answer that the Magen gave is that it's one min. There's no din of berer by one min. Number one. Number two, we said assume that we're dealing with something which is a food. So if the item that you're squeezing out of is not edible, there is a din of barer. The Taz says there's a heter of la'alter in that situation. The Magen Rabbah says no, that this is derech Breira, not Derech Achilo, and therefore there's no Heter of La'alter. We raised the question by Kvashim and Shlokas. If the Heter is based on Menechot, so how does it work by Kvashim and Shlokas? And we said that the Kvashim and Shlokas do have a Heter Menechot as well. The Prima Gadam disagrees and says that the first step already, he says that the Oichel and Mashkar are two different minim. For the purposes of Bar, it's two different things. So they're different things. There should be a din of Bar. So he says that in Hanami, the Heter Schita always is only in a scenario where you're dealing with La'alter. So he's arguing that there's Heter of La'alter. And so he does not accept the argument of the Magen Rambam that's considered Derech Breira. And therefore, there is a Heter of La'alter, and he has a whole different approach. But the Mishnah Berurah follows the approach of the Magen Rambam that we look at the Oichel L'mashke as one min, and there's no Berurah by one min. And by Kvashim Mishlokas, we have to extend that concept of one min even a little bit further. That even though it starts out as a different min, it's water, is a totally separate different item than the cucumber that is soaking in it, of the tomato that's brining in it, the vegetables which are cooking in it. But as it comes together and it absorbs it, and this is the process that takes place, it gets the halakha status of one min. And halacha status of one min, and therefore there will be no halacha bearer in that situation. Have a good day.